Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The new National Veterans Cemetery in Oneida County's town of Harshaw has been named. USVA Secretary Robert Wilkie said the name is the Northwoods National Cemetery. The closest burial option for veterans currently living in this area is the state-administered cemetery in King, Wisconsin, located 114 miles from Harshaw. The cemetery will be the second Department of Veterans Affairs National Cemetery in Wisconsin. Northwoods National Cemetery is part of the VA National Cemetery Administration. VA purchased the six-acre property at 4520 Lakewood Road, Harshaw, for $24,000 on September 24, 2015. The cemetery will serve more than 38,000 veterans, their spouses, and eligible children within a 75-mile radius of Rhinelander. No formal date for the opening has been announced. An Oneida County employee is facing possible charges after an investigation by the Sheriff's Department. County Forest Director John Billigan is on paid suspension. The Sheriff's Department is recommending a charge of misconduct in public office. WJFW-TV reports Billigan has worked for the Oneida County Forestry Department since 1991 and been director since 2003. In addition to using public time, labor, and equipment to allegedly build a road to his property, evidence indicates Billigan used his position to allegedly pressure private landowners to sell him that property last year. The investigation centers on a 40-acre piece of land in the town of Enterprise with frontage on Hildebrand Lake. It's near the Lincoln County line and is surrounded by Oneida County forest land. As head of the department that manages the land around that plot, Billigan told them that the easement would never happen and the land wasn't worth much, according to the investigation. Law enforcement found Billigan made the purchase by allegedly using threats and by using his position to pressure the owners to sell. The sale was completed a year ago in April. Then Billigan got an agreement between Oneida County and the town of Enterprise to have Hildebrand Lake Drive extended to the property at his expense, even though he allegedly was told or had told the previous owners such a road would never happen. In April, the investigation found Billigan used county equipment and county time to oversee a work group of inmates from McNaughton Correctional Center. He directed the workers to do clearing work on the road heading to the newly acquired property. After viewing a video of the interior of the former Phelps Hospital and hearing testimony for more than 2 hours, Vilas County Judge Neil Nielsen ruled there is a risk to human safety with the building in the condition it's in. The former hospital is owned by Tomcat Holding LLC, with Colin Crawford listed as registered agent. Crawford said he bought the 75,000-square-foot complex for $1. He indicated the estimated cost to demolish the building is between $200,000 and $300,000. Vilas County officials designated a human health hazard with a default judgment and hearing set for August 6. Judge Nielsen said safety was the main concern, indicating anyone who enters is in danger of being harmed, and was most concerned about the area of roof collapse. He allowed the special inspection warrant to continue and gave Crawford 30 days to fence the area in and make sure all doors and windows remain closed. And city leaders in Wisconsin Rapids have approved a bullying ordinance. Mayor Zach Brewink says it's a way to keep the city working together with the school on an issue that's changing quickly with technology.
It actually applies to bullying anywhere in the city. So between two adults, perhaps, between an adult and a member and a youth, it's really limitless in terms of the applicability of this.
He says there's no hard guideline for when the citation would be triggered under the ordinance. Fines under the ordinance would go from $50 for the first offense to up to $250 for the third offense. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the rest of the day, pretty warm. Temperature at the noon hour was in the mid-80s. For the rest of the day, sunny and hot with a high near 90. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could be severe. Then showers and thunderstorms before 4 a.m. Some of the storms could be severe. Low around 64. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the morning, partly sunny with a high near 77. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 77. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. Call in your pledge of support at 715-362-6000. I'm Ken Kroll.